This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 27th. Welcome to This Day in History.
Oh, wabbits, wabbits, guns, wabbit twaps, cowards, wabbits, 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 wabbits!
Can you imagine anybody acting like that? You know, I think the poor guy's screwy.
And that's the voice of Bugs Bunny, who made his screen debut today in 1940 in A Wild Hare. The year 1919 was known as Red Summer, as whites in communities throughout America attacked black people and their communities. Today it began in Chicago. Tensions ran high as tens of thousands of African Americans fled north, fleeing the racial terror of the South. In Chicago, over a period of 1 year, 7 black people were killed after moving into white neighborhoods. And on this day, a black teenager named Eugene Williams was swimming at the 29th Street Bridge when a white man named George Stauber hit him in the head with a brick. They fought, a crowd grew, and then that evening mobs of white men attacked African Americans walking through their neighborhoods. Black men then retaliated. 500 police occupied black neighborhoods, and then black workers were attacked on the docks. A full-blown war in the streets took place. In the end, 23 black Americans and 15 white Americans were killed in the rioting, and 342 black people and 178 whites were injured. And the post-World War I violence, known as the Red Summer, continued its spread across America. Fighting ended in the Korean War as the U.S., China, and North Korea signed an armistice today in 1953. The South Korean president, Syngman Rhee, abided by it, but refused to sign it. And the precedent for Americans to fight and ever win undeclared wars began with this war. Osborne Perry Anderson was born today in 1830. He was the only African American to escape capture from John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry. He was born free, became a printer, and put his skills to use as an active leader in the abolitionist movement. He met John Brown and became the recording secretary for his movement. And so he joined, as he put it, the revolution. He later wrote a novel in 1861 called A Voice from Harper's Ferry, the only first-hand testimonial of John Brown's movement. He fought in the Civil War and passed away in Washington, D.C. in 1872. A woman who became known as Queen Mother Moore was born today as Audrey Moore in New Iberia, Louisiana. Her grandmother was raped, her grandfather was lynched. She left school in the fourth grade, but became an avid reader, devouring the writing of Frederick Douglass, and then she found the work of Marcus Garvey, which took her to Harlem. She waged the war for rights for the black nationalist, communist, and pan-African movements. In 1955, she started the movement to demand reparations, work which has still affected today's demands. From Marcus Garvey to the Scottsboro Boys to Malcolm X and MLK to Kwame Nkrumah and Nelson Mandela, all whom she knew and worked with, Queen Mother Mary Moore lived by her motto. There was nothing left to do but struggle. It was 1966, and the Olympics were about to begin in Atlanta, Georgia, when a pipe bomb exploded in Centennial Olympic Park, killing one person and injuring 111. A manhunt was on, and a month later, they identified the man who set off the bomb, Eric Rudolph, a white Christian extremist who had also attacked an abortion clinic and a gay bar. And today, an exponential leap in telecommunications occurred in 1866, when the first permanent telegraph cable was finished from Ireland to Newfoundland. In 1890, the groundbreaking painter Vincent van Gogh shot himself and died 2 days later. And we remember Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, who passed away last night at the age of 22. And here's a song for you, July the 27th. Today is the birthday of Harvey Fuqua, born today in Louisville, Kentucky in 1929. He founded a doo-wop group, The Moonglows, in the 1950s, the group that Marvin Gaye would later be part of and became instrumental in Detroit's Motown record label. Over the course of his career, he recorded a duet with Etta James and later started a nonprofit with his wife to expand opportunities for underprivileged children throughout urban America. He passed away in Detroit in 2010, and we remember him today on his birthday with one of The Moonglows' biggest hits, Seesaw. To continue your exploration of this day in history, please visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.